Hello everyone, welcome back to this latest JF interview, which is part of the series for Top Sales World. My name's Jonathan Farrington and I'm the CEO of Top Sales World, of course. I'm delighted to welcome my guest today, Andreas Lalangas. He's the founder and CEO of Salesbox. They're a dynamic CRM software house based in Stockholm in Sweden. Welcome, Andreas.
Thank you, Jonathan.
It's a great pleasure to have you here. Let me begin by asking you this, Andreas. As you know, we're fairly constrained on time, so we're going to whiz through some questions. Tell us about you before we get into Salesbox. Where do you come from? What's your background? And you know, what made you think about creating Salesbox?
All right. Thanks, Jonathan. And thanks for having me on this podcast interview. My name is, as you said, Andreas Lalangas. I'm the CEO and founder of Salesbox. I live in Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm a Swedish entrepreneur. I have a background as an engineer in information technology with a master's degree from the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm. And I've been spending most of my time the last 15 years in the Scandinavian IT industry working with sales in lots of different roles. I mean, I've been a hunter, I've been a key account manager, I've been a sales director, I've been part of the ownership structure of other companies previously, I've been part of management groups, etc. So I've seen upon sales from many different perspectives, and of course, throughout those years I've also seen upon CRM from all those perspectives, and been, how can I put it, both a really frustrated user and also a really, really frustrated manager trying to get my team members to use CRM software. So that's where I'm coming from. That's my background.
So thinking about Salesbox, I mean, there are thousands, if not tens of thousands of CRM solutions out there. What prompted you? What drove you to create another CRM solution?
Actually, it was my background working with sales and CRM over all those years. And I mean, I have two passions in life. It's technology and sales, at least in my professional life. that has always interested me, with technology and how sales and technology can interact with each other to make people and companies perform better. And over those years, and I never met any salespeople or sales reps or sales directors for that matter that were really pleased with their CRM softwares. And especially if you look upon the sales reps, they really, really get something dark in their eyes when you speak about CRM. I mean, they don't see the gain in it. They don't see the personal value in it. And it's hard to blame the guys, because most CRM providers, they tend to build reporting softwares for management groups. And if you look upon how management groups and salespeople behave, they're completely different in their style. And to be able to be successful with CRM implementations, you need to get everybody on board and you need to deliver that kind of personal value back to individual users. And because everybody who has been working with employees knows the vast difference between having a person doing something because they get the personal gain from it compared to someone that you is forcing to do something. So I saw this issue on the market that there was a hole or an empty spot, a blank space there where no one was going with their CRM software. So I thought that, hey, if we can manage to build a software that that attracts those things that salespeople in general don't like. I mean, most sales reps don't like administration. They're not so fond of structure. And they also actually have a pretty hard time keeping focus on anything for any longer periods and tend to deviate or get easily distracted. So if we could create a software that actually helps sales reps to automize those things and be more focused, make them stronger and actually perform better, then we saw that there is an opportunity for a company like that, especially since most CRM providers tend to focus on building reporting systems. And then I actually include all ones, even the newer ones. They tend to do the same thing as the more established ones, that they just put some more nice color on it and lower the price tag, but they don't attack the root cause.
Mm.
So those were the reasons why we started off with Salesforce from the beginning in early 2014.
Okay. Now, I mean, in conversations offline that you and I have had, you've been able to condense down the three things that are unique and which differentiate Salesbox. Will you share those with the listeners, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. as you say, we have three things that really differentiate us, and then we have plenty of smaller ones as well, but let's stick to those three big ones. The first one is our predictive analytics capabilities, or as we like to call it, smart guidance. It's all about having a smart, intelligent software that gets to know you as a user, how you behave and how you perform, and utilize that knowledge to predict what you need to do on a personal level to reach your targets in terms of like what activity levels do you need to perform each day, each week, each month, etc. to reach the period's targets. It's also about letting you know how you are in your pipeline and how many opportunities are missing to reach the period's goal. Sensing when you fall behind your regular patterns and processes, etc., and keep reminding you. It's like a personal coach tapping you on the shoulder, guiding you throughout the day. So it's not this typical reporting software that you go to once a week. It's more an active software. So that is the biggest thing with Salesforce, this smart guidance thing. And it actually, we sometimes we joke about it, but it's a little bit like Iron Man. I mean, everybody knows that Robert Downey Jr. is a pretty strong guy as a human being, but when he puts on that suit in the movie, he becomes a superhero and can even fly. And that's how we see Salesforce, that you put on the Salesforce suit and then you become more powerful, you become more focused, more efficient. So that is the biggest thing with us. And the second one is about making it possible for our users to replicate the behavior of the most successful sales teams in the world. Those teams tend to share a lot of relevant information in real time, and that makes it possible for these organizations to make quick decisions. And if you want to replicate that, you need to have mobile technology with you wherever you are, so you can work with the entire package, regardless of if you are in the office, in the car, on the tube, or yeah, basically wherever you are. And unlike most other CRM providers that provide their users with cut-down versions, Salesforce provide our users with the full package on any device that you find. Then you can make a choice what device you use that suits your needs and situation best. For example, if you're in the office, you use your computer, in your car, smartphone, etc. And it's all about mobile collaboration so that you can collaborate with your colleagues and put the best team together working anywhere and focus on the deals with this smart guidance in the background, tapping you on the shoulders and your team members on the shoulders as well. The last and not least the thing that differentiates us is the way we see upon processes. We saw that there hasn't been any change working with sales processes for the last 50-60 years. Somewhere historically, someone thought it was a good idea to work with processes when you work with sales, and that is, of course, very good. But what we see is that they copy the way you work in the industry, or like car manufacturing companies or similar types of production lines, how you work with processes there. I mean, you do things in a certain order, but sales doesn't work in that way, and sales is a much more flexible and dynamic environment where what you're selling, to whom you're selling, and sometimes even where you geographically are selling is heavily affecting the way you need to work. And especially also if you look upon what has happened the last 15 years, where the power has shifted from the sales departments over to the customer side. I mean, 15 years ago, people were going to the sales rep, getting a brochure or whatever information they wanted to make the decisions. Today, people go to the internet, and once they have narrow down their results to 2-3 providers, then they reach out. And this, of course, affects the way you need to work. And with Salesforce, you don't work with your processes in a predefined order. You apply your processes in the way that they fit the individual customer's purchase process and the customer's needs and the customer's wants. So it becomes really, really dynamic and flexible. And that, as a bonus, produce much, much more accurate forecasts as well, which is basically any the dream of any management group. So those three things really separates us from the rest of the gang. So to summarize it, it was the predictive analytics or smart guidance, the mobile first, to be able to work with the software wherever you are, and then much more dynamic processes that actually creates a much better customer experience for our customer's customer.
That's pretty impressive. Something else I wanted to ask you, Andreas. We often see that adoption and acceptance rates amongst salespeople of the latest CRM system that, I mean, I think to use your words, are forced on them by senior management, are really, really quite low. Do you have any statistics of what the acceptance and adoption rate has been for Salesbox implementations?
No clear ones, but what we can see is that people are tending to use Salesbox several times a day on the mobile devices, and they use it a little bit more rare on their computers. So
yeah,
they interact with the software at least 5-6 times a day,
right.
But they do it through the mobile device. And I think that's exactly what we're going to see, that the mobile device becomes much more important for sales reps, especially those sales reps that spend most of their time on the field. That's their primary interaction point, where the computer is more for the back office people. And we get a lot of good feedback, and most people that encounter the software or see it, they usually they come back with stories to us saying that, yeah, this is really super easy to get started with. It's the first CRM that people actually like in this company. And those types of comments are not uncommon. And that's, of course, fun, but it's also fun to see our customers coming back saying or claiming that they have become so much more efficient in the way they work. Mm-hmm. Already after a few days of work, usage of the software, and that I think that's pretty powerful, because most CRM softwares can produce that kind of effect within an organization.
I agree. Well, it's very encouraging, actually. Now, look, where are you heading? Where's Salesbox heading? What's coming in the future?
The next couple of years, I think we will focus heavily on the smart guidance thing. We will broaden that from moving out of only doing it on your internal perspective and start to apply it also on lead generation. That is important. So we will move down the road of cognitive analytics, which means that we will basically track the success behavior of you and your customers that you're doing business with, and see how we can provide our customers with really, really hot leads, not general leads, but really hot leads that basically map your personality and against your customer's personality, where we can also produce heat maps, so we can recommend you that you should really lay low in this period, or now you should really be alert and push your customer, etc. So we can really guide the users on a deep level, and eventually we have a dream of building a real sales robot, but we don't know if we ever would reach that point. But at least we will be able to automize and help the users in a much broader way than we can do already today. But I think automizing and helping people to know exactly who to talk to, what to say, when to reach out with what message, etc., using machine learning and artificial intelligence to really power up our users, so they spend the time on things that deliver business for them, and we can reduce as much as possible those things that are not productive for them and not valuable for them. That's the road we're heading down to.
Okay.
And I think we will be there pretty soon. Within a year or something like that.
That sounds exciting. Yeah. I know that you're busy and you're dashing around to various conferences around the globe. But before we let you go, I think we should congratulate you. You recently won an award at the Sales Expo in London, didn't you, in May?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we did actually. We won an award for being the most innovative and best sales CRM internationally in 2016, and that of course made us really proud. And
yeah.
But what really makes us proud is all the type of feedback that I mentioned a few minutes ago. That really makes us happy and keeps us pushing those extra hours every day to build a really nice software.
Well, again, many congratulations on that, Andreas. And I mentioned right at the front of the interview, we are time constrained, as you well know. So I just want to thank you. We want to wish you all success with everything that you're doing now and everything that you've got planned. You obviously have a very clear vision of where you want to take SalesBox. It sounds very, very exciting. And we're delighted that you're working with Top Sales World. I mean, Top Sales World exists to promote, publicize, and support dynamic software, and yours certainly is. So again, Andreas, many thanks for joining me and taking some time out of your incredibly busy schedule.
Thank you, Jan, for having me. It was a pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. Okay, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. As you know, over at Top Sales World, and I just mentioned it there, we're very, very keen not just, you know, to promote all the leading commentators in the world, but we very much believe in process. Process gives us control. And you have no hope of controlling external events unless you have control internally. And this is certainly what CRM is about. And it's always, for me, it's always particularly interesting to learn about new products, particularly if they're, you know, if they're provided in a visionary way that take into account everything that's going to be happening in the future rather than just what's happening now. So it's been particularly good. So, once again, thank you for joining us. This is Jonathan Farrington, CEO of Top Sales World. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.